let's be absolutely clear about what happened. Firstly, this whole idea that Gaza, that Hamas broke the ceasefire, is just not true. In fact, it was broken after, in October, Israel killed 15 Palestinian fighters. They shot dead a mentally disabled Palestinian. They killed another 13-year-old in an intrusion. And when there was an attempt to actually get a ceasefire, negotiations were ongoing, that is when they assassinated Ahmed Jabari, completely ending those ceasefire talks. Now, it's often said, and Barack Obama made this point, he said, what country on earth would tolerate rockets being fired at them? I ask you this. What people on earth would tolerate a siege which stops basic supplies getting in, an occupation, a 45-year-old occupation, a brutal occupation at that, illegal settlements all over the West Bank, which are in total violation of international law, and what we've seen in the course of this onslaught are the deaths of 158 Palestinians, at least 30 of whom are children, and I don't want to just throw statistics around. I'll give you one example of one of those children. Omar Mishurin, he was 11 months old, he was a little boy, the son of a BBC journalist, and he was killed in a so-called targeted strike. Now, we all want a secure and lasting peace. When we have Israeli ministers, like the Interior Minister, calling for Gaza to be sent back to the Middle Ages, when in the last offensive we had another minister calling for a Holocaust to be inflicted on Gaza, when we have the son of Ariel Sharon, who wrote in the Jerusalem Post talking about how Nagasaki and Hiroshima were solutions, possible solutions to be inflicted. When we have those people, we won't get a secure peace, but the way we will get it, for Arabs and Jews alike, to end the occupation, end the siege of Gaza, and dismantle the illegal settlements, and finally have a just settlement for the Palestinian people, ensuring peace for Arabs and Jews, all right, and the region as a whole.